Hello, good morning. The weekend starts here. This is the English program, and it's Saturday. Thank goodness for that. It's April the 2nd, and we have this story here. Of course, the BFI has now taken over responsibility for all the work that the old UK Film Council used to do. The transfer of lottery responsibilities. This heralds increased funding for filmmakers. Today, the BFI becomes the lead body for film in the UK. It will take on responsibility for distributing the lottery funding from the UK Film Council. It also welcomes 38 members of staff from the UKFC, ensuring continuity for the industry. Creative Industries Minister Ed Vasey, who outlined the changes in November, yesterday, praised the smooth transition to a new era. The BFI is now the lead agency for film. The transfer of UKFC activities has been concluded with no disruption to filmmakers. I would like to pay tribute to the hard work and dedication of the staff at UKFC and the BFI who helped make this happen and who put the interests of film first. The BFI will be administering British Film Certification, taking over as the lottery distributor and overseeing a 60% increased share of lottery proceeds for British films. In retaining key industry expertise and building on the wealth of knowledge already in the BFI, I'm confident that the future of British film is in safe hands. BFI also announced the appointment of 5 new governors alongside a boost of £3 million towards funding for UK film production, delivered by channeling overhead savings back into film. Amanda Neville, director of the BFI, added, "Today heralds a new chapter for the BFI and a new era for film, which I believe will be one of the most fertile, exciting, and successful times for British film. Building on the experience and expertise of both the BFI and the UKFC, we now have an historic opportunity to create a single voice and cohesive vision for film. The new era isn't about organisation, it's about film, filmmakers and audiences, and that will be our focus." For more information, go to the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, which is where we got this news item from. Go to culture.gov.uk